Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, ho, 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 ho! On a trash-talking Tuesday, it is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard.
Rob Parker.
Chris Broussard will be joining us very soon. But Rob G here in his stead.
That's right.
What's happening, Rob G?
I am doing fantastical, Rob Parker. God bless the traffic in New York City, which has allowed me to jump on with you for this fine radio program.
Well, we need you. Sometimes
for at least a few minutes.
Yes, we appreciate it. And, Rob G, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we welcome TireRack.com. Thank you. Wow, what a show. We do have a lot to do and get to, Rob G. Ephraim Salaam will be joining us in about 30 minutes, the former NFL offensive lineman and, of course, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. So we'll talk with him. Randy Mueller, our guy, the former NFL Executive of the Year. He, of course, is a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. He'll join us every week. That'll be great. Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. That's coming up in the final hour. And, yes, It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo. That's right, Rob G. What do I need to do for Trash Talking Tuesday?
You got 30 or 40 seconds. Call in about 2.5 hours. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, including the suddenly brown-bearded Chris Broussard, who couldn't make it to his radio show on program.
That's right. You know, I know they're trying to work out the kinks. He's got a new time slot for First Things First. I don't know how First Things First comes on at 3 o'clock, but that's another story, okay? That should be last things last. I mean, 3 o'clock.
Or second things third or something like that.
But anyway, we will be hearing from Chris momentarily. Rob G., let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this farm radio program without them. Of course, you're here. You'll be producing.
That's right.
That's right, as always. And Alex, our engineer, and Isaac Lohenkron, who is at the update desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. All right, let's start here. NFL getting closer, Rob G. First game Thursday night. Even though most people won't be able to see it because they can't, they don't have Prime. I mean, I get it. Yay. NFL, take the money, right? But does everybody have Prime? Am I the only one without Prime?
You might be. Rob, if you don't got Amazon Prime, not just for the football reasons, but, I mean, next day delivery is just fantastic.
Is 3 days no good? I'm just asking.
No, it's not. It's not. Free next day delivery. You got to do it.
It's not free because you got to pay a membership.
But it's free to me.
I'm just saying, it's not, but you paid a membership to get it. I'm just saying.
That's okay. I could have made a dirty joke there, but I decided not to.
Go ahead.
It's like saying, oh, I don't pay for sex. I just, you know, pay for her rent and her dinner and everything like that.
Everything's not funny.
Thank you, Alex.
That's true.
That was a Rob Parker joke. Come on.
That was. All right. But anyway, Thursday night, so it's right around the corner. But Rob G., let's get started with the Cowboys. You know, they get a lot of airtime, a lot of ink, a lot of web hits.
America's team.
That's right. We get it, the Cowboys. But we got to admit this. Why is Jerry Jones now making excuses? Vegas has now picked the Eagles to win the division. Cowboys haven't won, what, back-to-back divisions in like 25, like forever. It's like weird that they never win a division back-to-back.
They haven't made the playoffs back-to-back years in 15 seasons.
Which makes no sense in this NFL, right? It sounds crazy. But anyway, here's Jerry Jones and Rob G, you know, tell people what he said, basically making excuses that because Dak makes so much money is why the Cowboys had to limit their roster and not keep everybody that they had in the past. So that he kind of pointed the finger that it's Dak's fault.
Yeah, I think you laid it out perfectly, Rob. Here it is.
The facts are there's no free lunch. Every dollar you spend on a player is a dollar you can spend someplace else. If you were in college, the dollars are the equivalent of scholarships. And those dollars get you players. You can give it all to one player. And when you do, you don't have available to go to the other player. The more you pay the quarterback, the teams that pay the big ticket on the quarterback, they have to sacrifice other places.
Hello, Rob G. Is this on? First of all, didn't they take forever to sign Dak? They weren't sure. They dragged it out. They probably could have had him for $28 million at that one time.
That's your fault,
right,
Jerry. That's your fault.
Right,
yeah,
that's
absolutely
your fault. Number two, Dak Prescott is the ninth highest paid quarterback. He's not even like number one or two where you could say, oh, we're giving $60 million to this guy. We got nothing else. So there's nine other teams, and I bet you when you look at those nine, Rob G., they're all in contention.
Oh, I got the list right here for you, Rob.
Give me the list.
You tell me. Number one, in terms of average annual value, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, they're in contention.
Russell Wilson.
Yes, they're in contention.
Here's a tough one. Kyler Murray.
No, they're not in contention. No.
Okay, minus the suspension, Deshaun Watson.
Yes, they're in contention.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, they're in contention.
Josh Allen.
Yes, they're in contention.
Derek Carr.
No, they're not in contention.
I hate you so much.
I know it.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes, they're in contention.
There you
not
go.
Because of him. But you know what
so
I'm saying.
Six of them. Six of the eight right there. Immediately, because that's your quarterback, you're in the mix.
Right. And if Dak, you paid Dak, that money. So you're expecting him, Rob G, to do what? To be able to lead the team, make people around him better, right? That's what they're asking Aaron Rodgers to do
exactly.
this year. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's why you get the big bucks. You're supposed to make the team better. Throw the ball to guys who nobody even knew before this season. Right? I mean, I don't know what Jerry's talking about. It sounds like a built-in excuse to me.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree with you, Rob. It sounds to me like Jerry Jones listens to Rob Parker on The Odd Couple. Because Rob has been trying to tell you for years now, forget what Chris Broussard has been saying, and I'm sure he'll give us his 2 cents here in a few minutes. But you've been saying, Rob, at the top of your lungs, Dak is not that guy.
Right.
He's not. And you understood why there were hesitation to pay him. Now, obviously, I know you understand the other half of that coin, which means the longer you wait, the more you got to pay. But you said in the beginning, I don't think Dak's elite. I'm not going to pay him elite quarterback money.
And they waited, and then they paid
and
it.
And then they paid even more than what they would have paid if they had just
exactly.
paid him
exactly. So that was my issue, and I kept saying to Chris, he didn't believe it, that they didn't believe in him, Rob G.
Absolutely.
They really didn't, because you wouldn't stall that process or kick the can down the road, because it's only going to cost you more money the longer you wait. Now, if you're telling me you're going to do a Washington football team deal, right, with Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
Remember, they franchised him twice and then said, NBC, you later.
Right.
Right, we're not signing him. And he went to Minnesota and got a guaranteed deal, right? 3 years, $75 million.
Absolutely.
That's the only way you do it once you've passed that window. So Washington let him go, but the Cowboys said no. And what'd they give Dak? Like $100 million that first year because he had a big signing
bonus?
Yeah,
absolutely. Something like that. It was a four-year, $160 total. But to your point, I think he got like 85 of it in the first month or something like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. He got like an unbelievable amount of money
up front
at one time.
Absolutely.
Up front.
And here's the thing, Rob, is they didn't believe in him, to your point, 2 or 3 years ago when they had a top five running back.
Yep.
They had weapons galore when they had Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup was coming on. CeeDee Lamb was a rookie. They're very excited about him. They had a top five offensive line, and even then, they didn't think that Dak Prescott was quite the guy that could get them over the hump. Well, now, you know, you're down your starting two tackles from last season's playoff team. Amari Cooper's gone.
Cedric, couldn't afford him.
Couldn't afford him. Cedric Wilson is gone. Michael Gallup is hurt. Ezekiel Elliott's been running with snow boots on for the past year and a half. And suddenly now you have no choice but to believe in Dak Prescott, and now you're expecting him to carry this team. I think Jerry Jones knows that he's walking into a buzzsaw with this season's team.
100%. And he's kind of trying to soften the blow for Cowboy fans, saying, hey, we don't have everything, right? We don't. They've run the Cowboys like a mom-and-pop store.
Yes.
I mean, they have. And I know how valuable, they're more valuable than the Yankees. It's the Cowboys than the Yankees. And then, what is it, the soccer team in Europe?
Yep, and then the Lakers are in, like, the top five somewhere.
Right, yeah. Like something like that. Those are your top five teams, Cowboys, Yankees, and the soccer team, which I always forget.
Right.
Is it Real
Well,
Madrid?
just for our fans here, Cowboys, right. Yankees, Lakers in the United
right.
States.
Those are in the United yeah. States. Those are the teams. And the Cowboys are on top, but boy, they don't do any winning. And the only consistent thing, Rob G, since they last hoisted the trophy in 1995, is Jerry Jones and his family. That's it.
Right.
They've changed coaches, players, quarterbacks. They've done everything, drafts, all that. And they have not been able to get to an NFC championship game since then, which is mind-boggling.
Well, you know what's even more frustrating, and this is going to come off like I'm defending Dak, which I don't mean to, but in this case, I'll take it. Rob, you've been saying, going back to the Dak Prescott deal, the DeMarcus Lawrence deal, Ezekiel Elliott deal, is Jerry Jones has shown you repeatedly in the last how many years he's been an owner that if you cause a big enough fuss, if you make a big enough stink, if you're that big in the public eye, Jerry Jones will always cave and pay you the money that you want.
No doubt.
And
no,
if Jerry Jones is upset that he had to pay a quarterback market value, which suddenly now is middle of the road, 2 years, not even a year later, he should be more upset at himself for paying Ezekiel Elliott 2 years before he had to.
That you know what, Rob?
That's his fault.
That was the big contract that hurt the Cowboys.
Yep.
Because he caved. He caved in, and we've seen Jerry time and time again cave and give these guys money and then put themselves in a trick bag. So that's where they are, and that's why he's using it as an excuse now that the Cowboys, they're not even at the top nine quarterback. I mean, really, is Dak's fault?
Right. And again, Rob, you and I aren't even that high on Dak. But it's just like, look, it's not his fault.
Right. I'm not
this
even
is
blaming
Jerry
him.
It's Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones has mismanaged the Cowboys for decades, period. And they've had some good draft choices. I'm not even going to sit here and act like they haven't done anything right. But it hasn't translated to winning, Rob G. That's the problem. They just haven't won enough. You just said it. They haven't made the playoffs, what is that, 2 years in a row in 15 years?
Yep. That's wild. Well, Rob, let's throw it out to these callers. We've got a lot of them. I know they want to jump in. This is their favorite radio show. They tell me that every day on Twitter.
Why is that? Because we want to hear from them? We're interested in what you have to say.
Absolutely. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Jerry Jones, with his comments about Dak Prescott, kind of trying to temper the fall a little bit? Is he setting us up to not be disappointed that the Cowboys missed the playoffs yet again? We'll have your calls next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, and we assume Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
for the best tires in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm a woman. It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Come on, Chris. I can't believe he trashed me like that. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard en route. Rob G in his stead. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. And Rob G, our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Sounds like Jerry Jones is making excuses already because he knows his team is not that good, and Dak is not that guy who people hope could lead this team and be the leader and make the guys around him better, because the roster, Rob G, not that good.
Nope. Jerry Jones finally came around to your line of thinking, Rob Parker. But let's get out to these phone lines. Let's go out to Texas. Tony's out there. He's got the pulse of the city. Tony, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, man?
Great show.
It's thank you, buddy.
Typical Jerry Jones. I mean, since he fired Jimmy Johnson, which was the GM coach, we haven't had any good teams. I mean, and this is Jerry always blaming somebody else but himself. And since he's the GM, we can't fire him because he's the owner.
Right.
You know, so
one championship after Jimmy Johnson left, right? Because Barry Switzer, Rob G, took over the team that Jimmy had built. But ever since then, it was done.
Right. And if you see Jimmy Johnson, the trades he got Haley. He traded Herschel Walker for a lot of picks. And Jerry does the opposite. He got Amari Cooper for two number ones. And what did we get in return? He got Joey Galloway for two number ones. What did we get in return? You know, and the problem, too, is not Dak's problem. It's not Dak or the team. It's actually the coaches that he hires. He never lets a head coach pick his assistant. We got Kellen, who was a backup quarterback as an offensive coordinator who had no experience leading the team. How are we ever going to win like that?
Right. That's the problem.
Thank you, Tony. And you know what, Rob? I think actually that's the bigger issue in Dallas. You know, for all of his faults as a general manager, and Tony brought up a few of them with the trades specifically and you know, giving the guys money before he had to with Ezekiel Elliott. Those rosters are almost always very talented. Like, they're always in the top, you know, two or three teams in the NFC in terms of Pro Bowlers. Like, having talent is not the issue. Identifying talent's not the issue. The biggest issue is Jerry Jones wants so badly to be known as the reason why his teams are successful that he hires yes men as coaches, and that always backfires.
That is it, Rob G. You nailed it. I mean, he needs the credit. So he doesn't want a big-time coach, or, you know what I mean, or a general manager, somebody who's going to take credit for it. And that's been the problem all along.
Absolutely. Let's keep it moving. We got Taylor in New Orleans. Taylor, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
How y'all doing?
Doing good. What up?
I love the show. I can't wait till you come to New Orleans and do your stand-up.
Yeah.
But I want to say you have a...
Hey, let me say this real quick. I do have an announcement later in the show.
Uh-oh.
That I have a date for the next stand-up. I have a date, so we're going to announce that later.
I hope it's somewhere Houston, New Orleans, somewhere, because I'm in. But I want to say this. You ever ordered a pizza and they set the expectation. They say, oh, it's going to take an hour. And then you get your pizza in 20 minutes. You're like, oh. So what I think Jerry Jones is doing is he's setting expectations. He's letting you know we're not going to be that good. So when they barely miss the playoffs,
yep,
you're going to give him some, you know, he at least told us he won 9 games instead of 4. So, you know, so, and that's just how I feel. But I love the show. Can't wait to see you on TV again too, Rob.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All is well.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate you. And he's right. Rob G, I mean, the way Jerry's playing this, he really is. And trying to put it all on Dak because he got paid or whatever, and he's the 9th highest paid. We named all the quarterbacks who were higher on salary, and we expect all of them to get in the playoffs, right?
Absolutely.
And all of them. So,
or at least to compete for him, for sure.
To compete.
Absolutely.
Exactly, no doubt.
And that's the thing is, when you pay a quarterback that amount of money, whether you believe Dak is that guy or not, but when you pay a guy like that, you're expecting him to be able to lead even inferior talent when necessary. Aaron Rodgers, which you brought up in the first segment of the show, Rob, has me, you, Alex, and 3 other guys to throw to this season.
Right.
I mean,
and you know what? And they still expect the Packers to win 12 or 13 games,
don't they?
They
are one of the favorites to win the NFC.
Yes. Yeah, because they got a guy like that.
Exactly.
And you can say whatever you want, and you want to rip the postseason. I got it.
Sure.
But during the regulars, the guys are the reigning MVP two years in a row.
And the reason why we get so disappointed in Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs is because we have expectations for
him. Right. He's that good.
Exactly.
We expect him to do better. That's all.
Yes.
It's not because...
It's not that he's not good. It's that we expect him to do better. And all right, so we got time for one more before we get to trending. Taurus is in Georgia, excuse me. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Taurus?
What's up, guys? I appreciate y'all getting me in here. I agree with the last two calls, to be completely honest with you, man. It just seems that Jerry Jones has been convincing himself. And I didn't even realize about the whole Jimmy Johnson ordeal that, like, yeah, that's literally one of the factors. Like, if Jerry, like, well, let's say 3 to 5 years ago, they were to make, like, do fantastic as they have been expecting, right, Jerry would get all the credit. Everybody's like, oh, man, he's a genius. He's doing all that. But he's been convincing himself more and more, and it's been going downhill more and more. And every other time now it's like, well, we've been paying this guy this much money, and now he's like, well, if it blows up, what more can I say? What
exactly.
more can I do? I've already paid the guy that we're supposed to be relying on. So, yeah, I just – the last two callers nailed on the head. It's just basically him trying to convince himself.
No doubt.
Yep.
It is bad. It is definitely bad, and it does say where he's looking for an excuse, Rob G, before the other shoe drops. So there we go with that. All right, we've got our man E from Salam coming up next. We'll get more into the Cowboys and some other football stuff. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio.
Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, Rob G sitting in until Chris joins us. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And now let's welcome in. That's right, you hear the music. Our guy E from Salam, who joins us every Tuesday here on the Odd Couple, the former NFL offensive lineman. And, of course, you can hear him on Fox Sports Radio on the weekend. E from, what's happening? How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Man, we're doing fantastical, okay? Chris has experienced some the issues in New Jersey with the rain and what's going on there. But Rob G and I will hold it down until Chris joins us. But let's start. We were just talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and Jerry Jones came out kind of already making excuses that because they paid Dak so much, they couldn't hold on to other players, and that's why their roster's not good. It sounds like he's setting Cowboy fans up so that when things don't work out, he can say, well, because we had to pay Dak. I mean, how lame is that?
I mean, Dak isn't the only questionable contract.
Right.
What about it started with Ezekiel Elliott,
Thank you.
2 years
Thank
fired,
you.
It was time. You can't blame that on the one bright spot you have on your team. That's ridiculous. Like, he still hasn't admitted the fact that Ezekiel Elliott contract was probably the worst thing that they possibly could have done. He's just gonna take that to the grave with him. Yeah, that's the thing that really started the demise of the Cowboys.
Yeah, and Ephraim, and that's why he wants to give Zeke 20-plus carries this season as well, because he wants his return on investment. But sticking in the NFC East, I don't know if you know this, but according to our friends at BetMGM, the Philadelphia Eagles are now the favorites to win that division, not the Dallas Cowboys. Rob Parker and myself, and I know Chris Broussard, are all kind of skeptical because we don't really believe that much yet in Jalen Hurts. Your
right.
thoughts on the Eagles.
Please help us on the Eagles. Are they that good?
No. But, you know, would you look at the division, right? I guess you have to pick somebody. You never know. That's why no team in that division has won back-to-back division titles in, a decade or something like that.
Right, it's
just
crazy.
So much uncertainty. It's ridiculous. The Dallas Cowboys have obviously the most talent. So why aren't they the front runners? Because they've been inept. They've underperformed. The head coach is—it's not clicking. It's not working, and there's too much dysfunction there. So what do you go to? The Giants? Oh no, we can't do that, right? So now you're dealing with the Commanders and the turmoil that they're going through. So you land on the Eagles with maybe a quarterback that is a future star in the league. So you hedge your bet there.
Let me ask you this. And the New York Jetropolitans, we know the history. Haven't won anything since – go ahead, Rob G.
Since Moby Dick was a guppy.
That's right. It was 1969. And one of the all-time great moments, obviously, Joe Namath and the Jets beating the Baltimore Colts, who, you know, and that franchise. It was huge, and it helped the merger of the NFL and the AFL. But now it sounds like the Jets are going to rush – Zach Wilson in as the starting quarterback for week one when he was supposed to be out after injury. What do you make of this? It seems like it's premature or a rush. Is this the right thing?
Oh, well, I don't think it's never a right thing when you try to rush a player back. Whatever motives you have and whatever you're trying to figure out, I don't think you can expect to get the best out of a player if they're not fully healthy. It's tough, man. I've been there. I've started a game 11 days after knee surgery before.
Did you really?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I haven't been the same since, but you get that pressure. Hey, we're doing this. And, you know, it was a mid-season injury, and all I heard was we're making the playoffs. Can't do it without you. So you force yourself to go out there and do it because that's what you do. You buy into the team. You look, hey, I'm the guy. Now, the Jets may have arterial motives. They may be looking to replace him sooner than later. If he goes out and underperforms, even though he's injured, that gives them, a pass to get from under him.
I think that's
the type of positioning and posturing that happens behind closed doors.
It's crazy. You got Joe Flacco's the backup. The guy won a Super Bowl. Let him play one game. Like, is it really that much like that he has to play game one? I don't understand that when you got a viable guy who can get you through the first game. But anyway.
Well, Ephraim Salam here on the Odd Couple, former NFL offensive lineman, weekend host, film and TV producer, writer, all-around Renaissance man here on the Odd Couple.
I'm literally on set right now on the Universal lot. First day of shooting the Bel Air, season 2.
Look at this. Unbelievable.
Just name dropping. Can't help himself.
And you didn't even see my video yet, you know, that I dropped today. I made a new single, a hit single, you know, called that we're going to debut in a few minutes at the 45.
Okay.
All right, I'll send it to you to your phone, but go ahead, Rob.
Please do it.
You're going to scare away everyone on that set at the Bel Air set. But question for you, Ephraim. The Athletic, CBS, ESPN, Fox Sports, people in Vegas, everybody and their mother, it feels like, is betting on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl this season. I understand the hype around them, but do you really think that they should be viewed as that heavy favorites, considering that the AFC is a bloodbath virtually every week?
Well, I do, and it starts with Josh Allen. What Josh Allen did from year one to two completely threw everybody for a loop. They couldn't believe the jump. You don't go from completing 54, 55% of your passes to up to mid-70s. I mean, that never happens. That type of jump never happens. And to have this young man do that and be consistently getting better, and the team that they put around them, there is no – I mean, that playoff game, I mean, they changed the rules of the playoffs, right? So when you have that much buzz and that much talent around you, people jump on it. They see it coming. Josh Allen can't – he could very well – be the odds-on favorite to win the MVP of the league this season.
Who is your MVP? Do you have?
I would say Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, really?
Justin Herbert, yeah, man. This kid, nobody in the history of the NFL has thrown for more yards than he has the first 2 years. He's 2 years in, he's almost thrown for 10,000 yards. That's crazy.
Yeah, all those yards really helped him in the last game of the season last year.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand what you're saying. You got to overcome the
coaching, it seems like.
Right. Well, you
do have to overcome the coaching. That's been something that the Chargers fans have been dealing with for quite some time now. But if anybody can, this young man can, especially with the talent they have, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. I mean, they're poised to make a huge splash.
I got there's two dark horses, and it depends on how well they play and what they do. But it could be, if you look at it, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes from the standpoint of losing big-time weapons, Ephraim, and if they're able to win 13 games, win their division, I think people would look at them and say, wow, how did they do this without – you know, the X player or Y player. How much could that factor in if those guys perform well without having star receivers that they both lost?
Well, we've seen that before with the, you know, Tom Brady doing what he does without marquee names. I couldn't knock against if now for me, Patrick Mahomes is not in bad shape. Right, I think Aaron Rodgers.
I got you. Tyreek Hill is a big part of the offense, but you don't think it's as dire as Aaron Rodgers?
No. I think Patrick Mahomes, his talent, his savvy, his understanding of the offense can overcome all of that. Now, Aaron Rodgers, this is going to be a little bit tougher for him. Not having some, I mean, he had arguably the second best receiver for in some, you know, outside of Cooper Kupp. The best receiver in the league last year, it makes your job a lot easier. You know, it makes your job a lot easier. And when you don't have that.
Well, the Chiefs also still got Kelsey, so that's a big deal.
But the other thing, too, which is a weird number, and we talked about it before, but the Packers without Davante Adams, their last seven games, 7-0. And what is it, Rob G? Is it 9 out of 10?
Something like 9 out of 10. Yep.
Yeah. It's a weird number. So we'll see what happens going forward. But we appreciate
you. Well, I got one more question.
You got one more?
One more for Ephraim.
Go ahead,
because I know Ephraim is a huge Laker fan. We're going to get to this in the next hour. But the NBA 2K ratings just came out, and they had Russell Westbrook as a 78 overall, the same as Kendrick Nunn and behind Patrick Beverley.
That's unbelievable.
I know that you're a Laker fan. Do you agree, though, that this has just gotten – the disrespect is out of hand of Russell Westbrook?
It is out of hand. Maybe that's his value to the Lakers. I mean, of course, he doesn't fit in there. It diminishes his value. But you put him on another team, and of course he has more value than those guys. I mean, that's just disrespectful. But on the Lakers, yeah, I mean, he can't shoot.
Right.
The fact of the matter, he can't shoot. And you can't shoot in your, you know, 28% from three and 62% from the free throw line, and expect to be rated high. That's not what the Lakers need from him.
They don't need him to go on a 1-on-4 fast break and throw the ball off the back of the backboard. They don't need that, man.
No doubt.
Lord, we don't.
It was ugly last year, and he's good still taking Lord. The brunt of it. All right, Eve from Salam, we appreciate you, my man. Thanks for the knowledge. Thanks,
absolutely, Eve. Brothers. Y'all stay safe.
Right. All right, there's a new hit song sweeping the nation. Alex, have you heard it yet?
Dubai!
And it's coming your way next. It is The Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you say hello. And Rob says Dubai.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is The Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and Rob G. In his stead. Chris will be joining us at the top of the hour. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service, With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting a job just done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. And you know what, Rob G? It is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Rob G, last night 3-0 for Shekel City. That's right, Shekel City.
Wow.
Not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but that's another story.
But what about BetMGM? Maybe they'll come around.
Yeah, you know, we got something going on. We'll see. Okay, something's going to happen. All right, here we go tonight. Last night, the big upset, I said I picked the Giants to beat the Dodgers on the money line. That was the big one because the Dodgers have owned everybody.
Right.
And tonight, my best bet, I'm taking the Dodgers. -335. What? Is that crazy?
You gotta, Rob, you that doesn't count as a bet then.
You got to bet $335 to win 100.
You get no credit for that one if they win.
I mean, that's how much they just don't. Is that ridiculous or what?
That is like the worst tout service ever. I'm going to give you a -330 favorite.
-335. You're going to make any money. Ridiculous. You got to bet so much money. All right. I'm just taking the Dodgers, their money line. Mets, -115 at the Pirates. Last I looked, the Pirates were winning 1-0. And then the Blue Jays at the Orioles, the run total, Rob G, under 8.5 is what I have. Blue Jays at the Orioles are unbelievable. Like the turnaround to their season.
Yeah, that Deadspin column aged like fine milk,
Rob
Parker.
Oh, man, I got killed on that one. Remember, I was like, they're not a major league team. Yeah. Move them out of Baltimore. Yes, that was my column.
For right as you were about Dak and Jerry Jones in the first segment, you were dead wrong on the Baltimore Orioles here.
I missed the boat. I didn't see this coming. But remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.